60 years ago, Central Appalachian Education and Research Center Director Wayne Sanderson says about a third of all minors contracted black lung. Today, the potentially deadly disease afflicts about 4 to 5% of minors. And Sanderson says that number's climbing.
One of the big worries we have is that with the efficiency of the mining techniques and the coal preparation plants, that the mines are actually beginning to mine more rock rather than coal. And that rock will contain crystalline silica, which is highly damaging to the lungs. It's highly toxic to lung tissue.
That resurgence was the topic of a recent symposium in Lexington. Jay Collinette is a senior scientist with the National Institute for Occupational Safety and Health. Collinette says a study due out in a couple of months focuses on extending methods of suppressing coal and rock dust with water.
The scrubber had a major impact, statistically significant impact, in reducing the dust levels downwind of the continuous miner. So if you have miners working downwind, running a roof bolting machine, for example, the use of the scrubber would have a advantageous impact on their dust exposures.
Stanley Sturgill is a retired miner from Harlan County with more than 4 decades of experience. In protecting miners, Sturgill says it still comes down to consistent enforcement and adherence to rules.
If they really got serious with trying to protect coal miners from black lung and what have you, they would do it.
Sturgill claims some coal companies only follow federal guidelines and standards when government inspectors are on site. For WEKU News, I'm Stu Johnson.